Hi, I'm Renee Champagne.
And I'm Rhonda Sestak.
Please join me and my sister as we discuss horrifying crimes, urban legends, and spooky locations throughout Oklahoma and beyond.
You are listening to Route 66 Fear Fix.
Welcome to Route 66 Fear Fix. I'm Renee.
And I'm Rhonda.
And we had a ton of fun yesterday making our episode about Freddy Krueger with our special guest host. So much fun, they're not coming back for this Bloody Mary episode.
We ran them off.
Yeah. No, today we're going to be talking about, like I said, Bloody Mary and the urban legend behind that and where that kind of got its roots. And I'm sure many of you, like us, when you were, you know, anywhere from like 8 to 13, probably you got dared to go in the bathroom or the closet and shut off the lights.
Did you ever do it?
No, not as a kid.
I didn't do it as a kid either.
No, because I was terrified.
Yeah, I was too. That's okay. We made our guests stay and do it with us, and we'll let you know about that later. Yes.
But yeah, that was always one of the things. If you had a sleepover or a slumber party, it's like,
I know.
I dare you to go in there and say Bloody Mary three times, and I don't think anybody ever did it.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody doing it, actually, so. Yeah. I was always so terrified. We grew up in a Christian school setting, so.
Right.
It was very frowned upon and probably considered the most evil thing ever.
It happened at a lot of those parties. They would want to dare, but I don't think anybody took the dare to go in there and do it.
Yeah,
but.
And I have to say, even as an adult, I was still a little.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, when we talk about it later, that's the first time I had ever attempted it.
Okay, so when you hear things like this, you always wonder, where did this ever get started? Like, I mean, were they doing this in the 1700s? Were they giggling and going and looking in mirrors? And
well,
but Ron's got a little bit of the background of where this could have come from.
It seems to have originated in the 1700s. And there's quite a few variations of where it came from, who it is about, or even how to perform it, the ritual of going in there and chanting the name. But through all of them, you go in there and whatever you chant, you do it three times. And you either get the same, you know, you get dripping of blood or she'll appear in the mirror, or your hair will turn white or you just disappear. But in the 1700s, there was three specific people that it might be attributed to from history. And the first they thought might be Mary Tudor or Mary the First of England. And she was known for killing the Protestants for heresy. And
is she the one with the pregnancies too that was trying to get pregnant?
I think so.
Okay, if so, then I read that she was married to Philip. And I guess he wasn't really physically attracted to her. But he went ahead and did his obligatory duty, and supposedly she got pregnant, but they think it was some form of, like, a psychological thing where you trick your body into thinking it's pregnant. Like, you want to be pregnant so bad that your body starts to develop
show
that
signs
way.
Of it. I mean, and that happens, you know, with people today even. I mean, that's
right. But she had, like, really heavy periods and stuff, and she had a lot of menstrual issues, and so I think that was part of.
Yeah. That could be, but, I mean, they don't know exactly where it came from. But I'll tell you, the next person they think is Elizabeth Bathory, and she was called the Queen of Blood. And I know her name's not Mary, but she's listed as one of the people it might be referring to, and it's because she would murder young girls and bathe in their blood.
Yeah.
And it was, if you've ever, there's a movie about her that is called Stay Alive, and I don't know if anybody has seen it. I know Renee hasn't, but
No. In
the movie, there's a video game that's called Stay Alive, and it is all about her, and you have to live without her catching you and killing you and bathing in your blood and stuff. But she was an actual person, and they said it might come, historically might be because of her that this Bloody Mary came about. They
what
don't
years
know.
Were that, what year was that?
They don't have a century? Year on her. All I've seen is it's about the 1700s is when all this stuff started.
When all of the folklore or whatever?
Yeah.
About,
I mean, it really came into play with young girls doing it at parties and stuff in about the 60s, I think is what I've read. Hmm. But the other Mary they think it might be traced back to is Mary Worth. And I've read two different stories on what she might be. And one of them, she was supposedly a witch that was executed during the Salem witch trials. And then the other story was that she was just this beautiful girl that always admired herself in the mirror. And she had a tragic accident that ended up deforming her face, and she was told to stay away from mirrors and don't look in them. And when she finally did, I guess she just kind of lost it. And supposedly she walked into the mirror vowing that if anybody ever come looking for her, she would take revenge upon them. That's where the Mary Worth one comes from.
I think that one almost sounds the most
that
like
sounds
the
more,
Mary or
yeah,
Mary.
More reliable or realistic to me that it would come from, but
well, I don't know. That sounds realistic.
Well, yeah, not realistic, but but that's where you have these different versions of the chant come from. You have the original chant, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, and then what you were talking about, maybe on Elizabeth Tudor, where she was wanting the baby. It, you could say, I killed your baby, Bloody Mary, three times. And then the other one is, I believe in Bloody Mary. Or you could say, Mary Worth. I mean, there's variations of the story all over.
And I read that on some of them, you have to spin around like three times while you're saying it. And then you said you only have to do it three times. But I think I also read on some of them, it has to be like 13 times you have to say
oh,
it.
Oh, I didn't find that.
And then, of course, I'm sure you have the, you got to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. And
right.
It has to be a certain time of day or night or, I don't know.
Right.
I don't have time to try this every hour on the hour.
I don't know. It's just one of those things that wants
it's
to give you the heebie-jeebies
thing.
Thinking
yeah.
about it, you know.
And I think as a teenager, even as an adult, I still like that kind of stuff, you know.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's a fun slumber party thing to do.
Right.
Unless you actually see her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you actually see her, it's no longer fun.
No, then I'd be like, let's move, Mom.
But, I don't know. There's some thoughts about it, why it affects young girls so bad, you know, or why they're so afraid of it. And you have your Freudian theories about it that it was supposed to be representative of becoming a woman, your puberty, your changing body, and the sexist taboo. Not tattooed, I'm sorry, taboo.
Sorry, we're running our little giggly today, so.
And it's supposed to be like a warning to young girls and stuff like that, but that's because I'll tell you, our guests that did it with us from
Bob and
yesterday,
Sean from our Freddy Krueger
yes,
podcast,
they had never heard of it.
Right. And I didn't even think about it until today when Rhonda said it was mostly a thing that young girls do. I didn't.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
I just assume everybody knew about
Bloody Mary.
I'm
going to start asking every guy that I see if they've heard of Bloody Mary.
I mean, because that's unless we just they're
know.
Just the two odd guys out. Right there.
Maybe they just didn't, or they're too old.
Well, that could be. I don't know, but anyway.
So, do you have any more about the origin stories?
No, other than Mary Worth could also go by Mary White, Mary Jane, or Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Sorry, Hail Mary. But that's it, and for the origin, really, that I found. So.
Well, I did just a little bit of research because, of course, when we're talking about something like this, it makes me wonder about, you always see mirrors in scary movies and, you know, why are mirrors so scary to us? And I was looking at a website called mysteriousuniverse.org, and They had on there that it's thought in some cultures that mirrors can actually trap your soul.
I've heard
that's
that.
That's terrifying.
I've heard that a lot. And they have a lot of movies on stuff like that, too,
yeah.
that you can look at. I cannot think of the movie, but I almost want to say it was called Mirrors.
Maybe.
Yeah. Where they trap the souls in the mirror.
I think there was one called that. But I guess certain cultures, because of this thinking that mirrors can trap souls, certain cultures actually bury mirrors with their deceased to keep their souls from wandering the earth.
Really?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I have to add a personal story because recently I went to Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, Zach Bagans has a pretty new, I don't know how new it is, but a newer haunted museum out there. And one of the rooms that we went into, he had Bela Lugosi's mirror. And I guess it's supposed to be, I don't know what's trapped inside of it, some kind of evil or something. But when you walk into the room, this whole museum is kind of dark, but you walk in and you're looking at various pictures and stuff, but the mirror is actually covered by like a sheet, and so you don't see it. Well, then the guy who's giving the tour, he asks everyone, he's like, do you want to see this mirror? You know, these are the things that could happen to you if you look into the mirror too long, or, you know, just talking about evil things that could happen to you or bad things will happen to you and not very long, or, you know, just stuff like that. So if you decide you don't want to look into the mirror, you actually form a line at one side of the room and you turn around so you don't see it at all. And if you do want to look into the mirror, you get in a line and you get like 3 seconds or something like that. The tour guide lets you look into it and then he's like, next. He doesn't let you look into it for very long. That was a couple of months ago. Knock on wood.
Nothing's happened.
Nothing has happened. But that's interesting. I think that kind of goes along with the thought that maybe evil or souls or anything can be trapped inside mirrors.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's a good religious thing that's in different cultures, that
yeah.
the mirrors. I mean, that kind of goes along the line that, you know, if you break a mirror, you have so many years bad
true.
Luck
yeah.
and stuff. And I don't know. I mean, just the thought process. I found something else. This is the boring part of it. psychologist Jean Piaget called it nominal realism. And that is the belief that words or thoughts can influence real-world events. And he always thought that's what people's fascination was seeing in mirrors and things that happened based on what they saw in the mirror and stuff like that. Come from that. That's a phenomenon he was thinking.
Is that kind of along the lines of what I was telling you that something I read was it because you when you go into the bathroom or wherever by the mirror, you're supposed to light the candle. But if you stare at your own reflection long enough, the light and everything, you'll get a distorted image of your own self, you know?
Yeah, I would assume that would be the same thing, what he's talking about.
Like just a distorted reality?
Yeah, because it influences what you're seeing, so...
Yeah,
I would think so. But we did have a couple people tell us their own little stories of doing this in the mirror and what they saw.
So one of our responses said that when her daughter was in the first grade, she was at school, and some girls who were older than her went into the bathroom with her, and they started screaming Bloody Mary 3 times. And when they turned off the light, this woman's daughter, she looked into the big mirror in the bathroom and she said that she saw her and she was terrified of going to the bathroom at school, and which I would be too.
I would be too.
And then we had another story that says when she was a little girl, she went to a friend's house for a sleepover. All of the girls went to the bathroom and did the Bloody Mary thing. When it came time for me to do it, she actually appeared and she'd never been so scared in her life. So that's interesting, too, to note that maybe she did that by herself instead of in a group.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Are you supposed to be by yourself? Did you read anything like that?
I haven't read anything that said you had to be by yourself to do
it. I don't know if I'm brave enough to try it by myself. Are you?
I don't know.
I'll let you do it. And if you're okay.
Well, that's nice.
Anyway, before I forget, I want to hop back to the thing about mirrors trapping souls and stuff. A lot of times... If someone's house is, if they say their house is haunted or something like that and they're having problems, One of the things, if they have someone come in to research it and find out what the issue is, a paranormal investigator, they'll look to see if there are any old mirrors or anything like that because of this, that a lot of times they're the source of the haunting.
Huh. So I guess that would go back to the souls being trapped in it then.
Yep.
I've heard that can happen with paintings too.
Mm-hmm. And in that room in the Haunted Museum, that's what it was. It was paintings all in that room, and then there were a couple of mirrors in there. I don't remember what the other one was. But yes, there were paintings that supposedly had trapped souls in the paintings.
See, that would be pretty neat. I'd like to go look at a place, that place.
That's pretty awesome.
So, if you ever get to Vegas, you should go check it out. What was the name?
It is Zach Bagans Haunted Museum, I believe is what it's called. Be prepared to wait in a long line because it's really popular. But it's worth it.
Huh. Yeah. Well, I have never, I mean, as a young girl, I never tried it. This Bloody Mary thing, that just freaked me out too much.
Because what I always pictured, I don't know about you, but I always pictured, again, talking about movie cover boxes, Carrie. Mm-hmm. That's what I always pictured.
Yes, I did too.
Just like Carrie standing there just covered in blood.
Right.
You know? And I don't want to see that in the bathroom.
I don't either. I don't need to be scared in the bathroom.
Yeah. So, but we finally got brave when we recorded our Freddy Krueger episode, and we had our special guests, Bob and Sean.
We were so brave, we had to have two more go with us.
Yes. So all four of us went into the bathroom and we lit a candle and we said, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And nothing happened.
No.
And we were like, okay. So we stopped recording and we came out and our kids told us that we were doing it wrong.
Yeah.
That we weren't saying it fast enough, apparently. She forgets what you're talking about if you don't say it fast enough.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from either. No. I've never heard that. Didn't read anything on that.
And on a side note, we should have asked them if they'd ever heard of it before.
The kids? Yeah.
So we went back in the bathroom. We lit the candle again. We turned off the lights. And we said, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. And then Rhonda... We had discussed screaming at the top of our lungs to scare the children outside the door, but Rhonda screamed earlier than everyone else, and she
scared Renee.
She scared me tremendously. And we actually videoed this, so we're going to upload that to our Facebook page.
They're kind of funny.
She scared me more than anything. But I do have to say, the last few times I've gone in to go to the bathroom, I am like,
I haven't thought about it a second.
Because it was at my house.
Oh, that's true. I left all the bad stuff in her house.
Yeah, the bad juju here. Anyway, so in modern times, like we were talking about this stuff as being originating in the 1700s. But, you know, of course, movie producers and everybody, they can cash in on things like this.
Yep.
So I'm sure most of you remember a little film called Candyman.
Yes.
That terrified me as a child.
It terrified me too.
What year did Candyman come out?
I can look it up real quick. I'm not sure, but it had been, what, early 90s, I would assume.
I actually own Candyman. I don't know why, because it was one of the most scary movies to me ever.
But I told Renee, I think we both agree we're more afraid to say Candyman than we probably were Bloody Mary.
Yeah. I don't think I would go in there. It came out in 1992.
Yeah.
I don't think I would go in there and say Candyman.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Maybe.
Do you know they're supposed to be remaking Candyman?
No.
Yeah, they're
Is it the same guy?
I don't know if it's going to be the same guy or not.
Todd something. Tony Todd? Is that his name?
That might be it.
Anyway, that movie was scary.
I know.
And I don't know why.
I don't know why. Sorry, old people will get the reference.
I don't know why I thought it was so scary, but yeah, it terrified me.
It's like Bloody Mary.
This gigantic guy with a hook hand. And
Yeah.
I don't know.
The bees.
Yeah, the bees.
I was coming out
of his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. But I mean, I'm sure that's where they got their idea from for that movie.
Yeah. Well, it's it. I mean, I don't know. Clive Barker makes some messed up movies anyway. Yeah. He did all the Hellraiser ones and stuff.
Yeah, we can talk about those one time.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really like those movies much. Oh, well, we'll talk about them sometime. That's another one that we'll bring Bob and Sean in because Bob is a big fan of Hellraiser.
Yeah.
So.
As far as Bloody Mary goes, I don't think there's much more to say. I mean, I know we put our Facebook post out there that if you had a story to share, let us know. But you know, we haven't heard from tons of people. No. If you decide that you have a story you want to share, let us know.
No, please write in on anything.
Send
us
a message. There's a message button right on our Facebook page. Just hit message. And please, please listen to our podcast. They're not very long. And if you have suggestions or critiques even, we'll take those.
Or want to come in and share a story with us.
Or if you want to leave a review or just anything, let us know. We're open to a lot of different topics. And
yeah, we want to just run the board with this. You know, we want to do everything. So if you have something you really, really want to have us do.
And you want to be a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, you're more than welcome. Call in, write us, tell us something. So,
all right. Well, do you have anything else for Bloody Mary?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, like I said, follow us on Facebook at Route 66 Fear Fix. And we still have the Instagram going. I'm not sure how much longer it's going to limp along. But that is Route 66 Fear Fix also. And hopefully here pretty soon, we're going to be having a giveaway. We're going to do a promotion for likes and shares and all that fun stuff. And hopefully we'll find something that you'll enjoy receiving and that will prompt you to like and share.
Right.
So, all right. Well, you are listening to Route 66 Fear Fix.